Now we are given the other figure of speech that we have had before, and it's here in verse 12. And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold the man whose name is the branch. Now that was not the name of Joshua, but actually it's the name that's been given to the Lord Jesus Christ. He came 1900 years ago as the branch, a root out of a dry ground. The very fact that he came into humanity and came to a people at the time that he came when they were subject to Rome is the most amazing thing in the world. He's a root out of a dry ground. He wasn't even the root of David. He was the root of Jesse. Jesse was a peasant, and he didn't come as a king. He came as the Savior of the world. He's to be called Jesus. He'll save his people from their sins. Though he's in the line of David, he's a root out of a dry ground. Suppose you'd go out on this California desert that's to the east of us here, or into Arizona, or New Mexico. Some of the places are extremely desolate. And suppose as you walked along in that dry, where nothing is growing except cacti, and there are a few rattlesnakes around, and all of a sudden you come upon an iceberg lettuce that's growing there, luscious and green. You would be amazed at that. In fact, it's just something that couldn't happen under normal circumstances. Well, the Lord was the root out of a dry ground. He was the branch. Now he's coming again as the branch. But this time, the branch is to rule the world. Behold, the man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build a temple of the Lord. So that the encouragement that's given to these people locally and at that particular time is this, that this house that you're building is in the series of houses. First, it was the tabernacle in the wilderness. Then it was Solomon's temple. And then it was Zerubbabel's temple. Then it was Herod's temple. And there is to be a great tribulation temple built. And then there will be the millennial temple that will be built upon this earth. This is in the series of temples, and God calls it one house. He never speaks of it as being separate, but one house, so that what they are doing, it may look small, as we saw in the book of Haggai, and many of them thought it was not very important. God says that he's the one to judge the importance of it, and it's in his plan and purpose. And that is the thing, again, we'd emphasize to many of you today. Now, I get letters of people saying, well, I can't do very much for God. Now, who told you that you couldn't do very much for God? This temple that these people built, some of the old-timers who'd seen Solomon's temple, they wept. They said, this is nothing compared to it. God says, I'm with you in this building. And I wasn't in Solomon's temple in the last days. The Shekinah glory had departed, and Ichabod was written over it. But now I'm with you. Who told you that you couldn't do much for God? My friend, if you are working for God, and in God's plan and purpose, and I don't care how small that might be a mother today that has one little boy or one little girl, and you bring that one up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, and they go out as a missionary, or they become a real worker for God. May I say to you, who's going to determine whether it's great or not? God is the one that's to determine that. And if you're in the plan and purpose of God and you're doing what God wants you to do, well, I'd say to you that your work is as important as anyone's work at the present hour. And I make this statement again. I think the greatest pulpits that we have in Southern California are not in churches. They happen to be sick beds where some dear saint of God is confined. Somebody told me the other day about a young man that is confined to his bed, and he is paralyzed from his neck down, and how he is a radiant Christian, listens to this program, and he is sending out literature all the time. And may I say to you, I'm not sure, but what that sick bed of that young fella is more important than this radio ministry. And it's probably more important than anyone that you know about today. And you think they're doing something big and great for God. You let God decide that. The important thing is for you and me to get into the will of God. And that is the point that both Haggai and Zechariah were trying to get over to these people. You're doing what God wants you to do. It's small, but it's in the plan and purpose of God. It's great and big, and it's going to eventuate in Jesus coming to the earth and establishing his kingdom. My friend, you can't improve on that kind of a program, and that's God's program for you and for me today. Now, let me read on, therefore, verse 12. And speak unto him, saying, thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, behold, a man whose name is the branch, and he shall grow up out of his place, and he shall build a temple of the Lord. Even he shall build a temple of the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crowns shall be to Helam, and to Tobijah, and to Jediah, and to Han, the son of Zephaniah, for memorial in the temple of the Lord. Now somebody asked me the question, why was it that in the first list, you're only given there these three names? Now we have a name of another fellow added, and his name was H-E-N, Hen. And I don't know why, but I always try to furnish an answer for anybody who asks a question. So I said, his name's Hen. I guess he just chickened out and was afraid to come up with them at first. So he joined them later. But I trust that you understand I'm being facetious. That is not really the right translation or interpretation, I'm sure.